Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Matthew Cotton, C-O-T-T-O-N.
How are you today, Matthew?
Pretty good. The weather's nice. You can't whine too much.
Oh, that it is. I was surprised when it was almost 60 this morning.
Yeah.
I think it's the warmest Halloween we've had in this area in over a decade.
Yeah, we'll take it, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm calling. I got a. There's been people out by my road digging away, and then I got a card that said that you guys are going to put in a shop fiber and call if you want it. Well,
okay.
Here I am.
Awesome. Well, I can definitely help out with that. What is your service address, please?
94 Hickory Hollow Drive. Palinville, New York. So I don't think you really have service yet.
Is it Hickory Hill Drive or Court? Because I know there's also a court in Palinville.
This is Drive.
Okay. So you said 94 Hickory Hill Drive?
Hollow, yes.
Hickory Hollow, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you got guys up here working now.
And then what
working
is the...
Fever,
yeah, it is. What is the zip code for Palinville, please?
12463.
Yeah, I don't know why I always forget that, but I know it's always so very different because even though it's technically a hamlet just outside of Catskill,
yeah,
it still has a very different zip code. Yeah. Catskill's easy
like
to remember. It's 12414.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I've got it here. It looks like your in-service date is expected to be December 15th.
Okay.
What we can do is we can go ahead with the sign-up process, and then once it gets to December 15th, one of us will give you a call to schedule, or you'll receive an email to let you know that it's ready to be scheduled.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And were you aware of the different packages that we offer? We offer the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
I think we'd go with the 1 gig.
Okay. All right.
I got 300 now, and it's like I never even come close to it, really.
Yeah.
I never push its limits. So 1 gig should be fine.
Okay, perfect. And so our 1 gig package is $79.99, but if you sign up for the auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, then it will be $69.99 per month.
So it
saves you $10.
Can you do it with credit card, or does it have to be through?
So it has to be through checking for the $10 off. If you wanted to do it via credit card, it would give you $5 off, so it would make it
$74.99. Let's do it through the check-in account.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
Approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking, in square footage?
About almost 2,000 square feet.
Okay. So with that size of home, we do usually recommend anywhere between one or two extenders. The great thing is that your service includes not only your main router, but also one Wi-Fi extender if needed at no additional cost. So I can put a notation in that you might need one, but ultimately it will be decided by you and your Archtop Fiber technician on the date of install. Okay?
Okay.
If you were to need any additional ones, any additional extenders would be $8 per month per extender. And just so that you're aware.
Yeah, my guess is I'm not going to need it because we're going to put it in. I'm going to be like 15.
Very central. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. And then would you like to add voice service to your account, like a home phone?
No, thanks.
Okay. I just know, hopefully the cell service has gotten a little bit better in Palinville.
The what has got better?
The cell service?
Oh, yeah, there is no cell service in Palinville.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I remember driving through every day, heading to Kingston about a decade ago, and it was very interesting.
They wanted to put a cell tower here.
They should.
But people are whining about it. you know, like, oh, how bad it's going to be and ugly and stuff. You're like, you know.
But if they put a cell tower there, everybody would have service.
Yeah. Isn't that more, I would think that'd be from a safety point of view.
Yeah, I mean, what if something happens and there's a bad accident? Like, yes, you can call 911, but it might be, you know, difficult for them to understand you if there's no cell service,
exactly.
You know?
Because
I always thought that that was a main point of, you know, safety, especially with that road that heads up 32A.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing
and
there.
It goes up to Tannersville, and that road is very windy.
Right. You kind of like that area is very big. Right?
It is. It is. And I mean, even in Hunter, I mean, sometimes it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
I used to live in Windham. So I lived in Hensonville, which is like right between Windham and Hunter. So I lived on Route 296 and it was very difficult for us to get like good cell service. But when I was driving, forget about it. At least half my drive to Kingston, I had zero cell service. So if anything had happened, I wouldn't have the ability. So I would think that was, you know, a strong point there.
And home was not too bad because you get the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah, Wi-Fi calling has really, like, changed a lot of lives at that point.
Yes. It makes I'm on a cell phone now. So it's like, you know, it makes it doable, you know?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I rely on it myself because I still live in a dead zone, too. I may have moved a little bit further south than Greene County, but, geez, I still live in a dead zone.
Well, there's a lot of dead zones around.
Oh, there are. And it's 2024. You would think that we would have, like, the coverage, especially for the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You would think, but I guess not.
Yeah.
But
you would think, but nobody else would.
Yeah, exactly.
The important people aren't thinking that way.
Yeah. Do you rent or own your current property?
Own.
Okay. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home? Are the cables up in the air or are they buried underground?
Buried underground.
Awesome. And then is your billing address different than your service address? Like, do you have a P.O. box?
No, it's the same.
Okay. All right. And go ahead with the spelling of your first and last name, please. I know you spelled your last name for me, but.
Yeah. MATTHEW.
Awesome. And then COTTON.
Yes. You want my wife's name on there too, or no?
I mean, we don't need it. If we typically just put in one information.
That's good enough, man.
And then we can add her as a contact if you'd like.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Okay.
I just don't want anybody, if she calls, I don't want to be saying, who are you? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, as long as she can identify exactly all of the information on the account and she states that she's your wife, usually we should have a pretty easy time with that. But it would be best if we added her as a contact anyways. That way, when we get into the account, we can see that she is a contact and has the authority to inquire about, you know, information.
She has only authority. She gives me authority. Right. Yeah.
And then what is your email address, please?
I don't know.
You don't have an email address?
I do, but I don't know what it is. I don't write myself letters or email. Hold on, let me see if I can get it.
Okay, absolutely. Oh.
Okay, ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. Tatiana, Tatiana, 060686 at gmail.com.
Okay. So that's Tatiana, 060686 at gmail.com.
Great.
Okay. And then what is the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please?
The primary phone number is 845-532-5662.
You said 5662?
Yes.
Okay. And then the secondary phone number on the account?
I don't have one.
Okay. No worries. And then how may we contact you with regards to information about your account or prior to your installation? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Probably text.
Text? Okay.
Because even if I'm not right near my phone, I can get it.
Yes, absolutely. That way you get notified, hey, your invoice is available, or reminder that you have your appointment tomorrow. With opting into text messaging, we do notify you with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and, of course, the billing updates that I just listed. By opting in to receive those, you'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And, of course, we don't use that method for anything other than account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And then, of course, you can opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. That's pretty typical, but would that be okay?
Yep.
All right, great. And just so you know, you are automatically enrolled in the Archtop Fiber Online account with the email address that you provided to me.
Okay.
So that will also be your username to log in.
Okay.
And then, so we do offer that discount that I did mention earlier for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll need the account and the routing number.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, please.
The routing number is 221-979-363.
Awesome. And just to confirm, that's Hudson Valley. I always want to call it Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. They're no longer federal.
Right. They're just
I was so disappointed when I got that notification a few years ago.
Well, you know, yeah, it's been a long time, yeah. But, you know, time moves on.
But I still try to call it Federal Credit Union, even though it's not federal anymore.
And everybody knows what you're talking about, so it's okay.
Yes, that is true. That is very true. All right. And go ahead with the account number whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 50-3297-94900.
All right, perfect. And you said it was 50 at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And then, of course, it is your name. Is there a middle initial?
No.
Okay. And is this a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Now, just so that you're aware, your billing cycle will not start until the date of install. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right, perfect. And then is there any information that you would like us to know about your property with regards to the pre-installation work, which is the drop cable, the cable that connects the outside of your home to our network at the street? Typically, we do bury that. If we have to go aerial, then we will go aerial. But with the burial, we want to make sure that there's no septic tanks or other buried wires or gas lines. So we just
All the wiring in, I live in a development here. All the wiring is underground. So
there's a conduit?
That's on the road. Yeah, I don't know. From the box, everything comes in. Kind of like whoever painted a little like lines and put flags out all over the place for these guys
yep.
to like put stuff. But they know where it is because they actually drew an arrow right to my house.
Yeah, so I mean, typically we call 811 anyways just to be safe.
Yeah.
But it's always good to know on our side just so that we can make them aware if there's any gas lines or loose animals in the yard.
Yeah, no, there's no loose animals but that I'm aware of. And but
I mean, bears, they
well,
like
bears,
to make their appearance.
Yeah, that's true. But the wires, all of the wires come in from the box that you guys went to, have gone to. They all come from there to the house. So that's telephone wires, cable
okay.
wires, electric wires, everything there. I have no idea how it's there, you know, and how far down and all that stuff. But I think you guys know that.
Yeah, we'll get the details anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get that all that detail anyway. That way we can make sure that it all gets done correctly. All right, perfect. So I also put in that, you know, on the date of install, you may need one extender and that it's included in the price. But other than that, is there anything else that we should know about it?
No, I think that's about it. So you say it's going to be December 15th?
Yes, around December 15th, we will give you a call for scheduling. So that won't be your install appointment date. That will be the day that you hear from us to schedule your install.
Okay, so it's going to be sometime after that before we get it.
Yeah, it'll be within the next few days.
Okay. Uh-oh. I lost you. If you're there... I can't hear you, so I don't know if you try to call me back. If I don't hear from you, I'll try to call you back.